MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 18, 2025. A new Danvers town manager will be selected tonight. Ipswich teachers are protesting Trump education cuts. Cloudy near 50, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:52 p.m. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, the Danvers Select Board is expected to announce a decision Tuesday night at Town Hall on whether Jill Cahill, Gloucester's chief administrative officer, or Sean Fitzgerald, who recently stepped down as Swampscott town administrator, will be Danvers' next town manager. Select Board members are scheduled to announce their decision during Tuesday's meeting at 6:30 p.m. in Town Hall's Toomey Hearing Room. Cahill and Fitzgerald participated in extensive public interviews for the job last week. Trevor Meek reports on localnews.com, the Ipswich Educators Association, the IEA, will hold a walk-in on Wednesday morning to support public education. The demonstration was planned in response to the Trump administration's recent cuts to the Department of Education. In an email, IEA President Becky Slauson said the federal cuts are an attack on our efforts to make our classrooms and schools warm, welcoming spaces for all students. The demonstration will be held at each of the schools on March 19, beginning at 7:15 a.m. at the middle high school and 8:15 a.m. at the elementary schools. Slauson is quoted as saying, "All educators, administrators, community members, parents, and high school-age students who would like to show their support for public education in Ipswich are welcome." She added that elementary and middle school students who are accompanied by a parent or guardian are also welcome to join. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade reports legislative leaders have agreed to extend pandemic-related rules authorizing remote or hybrid meetings for local governing boards by another 2 years, with a temporary law set to expire at the end of the month. Emergency rules adopted during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic allowed local governing boards, as well as the state legislature, to meet remotely to conduct business as part of broader efforts to reduce the spread of the virus. Those emergency rules expired with the state's public health emergency, but lawmakers have extended the temporary law allowing remote local meetings and public participation several times. Absent legislative action, the rules were set to expire March 31. And WCVB-TV is reporting in Lynn, a combination of heavy rain and a decades-old sewer system caused a smelly backup for the sewage system at the Harrington Elementary School. Students were sent home from school Monday morning after brown-colored sewage water began coming through the school's drains and overflowing toilets. In North Shore sports, the nationally ranked Endicott baseball team beat Ramapo 13-2 yesterday morning in Florida. The Gulls are now at 8-2, and they'll play Denison tomorrow in Florida. Salem State baseball team is 2-2 so far. Yesterday they lost to UMass Boston 17-7, and today in Florida they will face Knox. The winter MIAA high school tournaments ended this past weekend when the St. Mary's girls basketball team captured the Division III state title. It kept the school's streak of winning at least one state title alive for another year. That streak is now at 18 straight years, spanning eight different sports. The Bruins lost to the Sabres 3-2 last night in overtime. They'll be on the road Thursday against the Golden Knights. The Celtics were off last night, and they host the Nets tonight at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.